Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Gorrell. Time now for Prestige Jaco to go inside the Cats camp. Lucky enough to be joined by assistant coach Matthew Scarlett. Matthew, Kingy, Benny Cass and Neely with you on K-Rock Footy. I know you don't pay too much attention to the opposition, but no doubt you've been made aware now that Darcy Gardner won't line up for Brisbane tonight. Does that change anything the way you guys approach the game?
Oh, not really. It's obviously, a reasonable out for them. He's in good form. He's a solid defender, pretty versatile. So I guess he would have been possibly earmarked for Pat when he's playing forward. So it doesn't change how we'll set up, but it's certainly a reasonable out for them.
All right. Don't give too much away, but at the first bounce, Reece Stanley will be in the middle. Who will be the three players at his feet?
I don't actually know. I think Parfitt will be there, Guthrie and then Selwood, I think. I think Pat might start forward. Look, we have our last, match committee meetings yesterday, and quite often get to the game, and Scotty's moved the magnets around on us. So we'll go in and have our final meeting in about 10 minutes, and we'll see the final team.
Scotty's spoken about this being different this year because of the circumstances and a different-looking side to previous years. From your point of view, how's it different from 16, 17 and 19 in terms of preliminary final week?
Obviously, being away from home and the build-up's quite different. You don't get to read about football in the papers and hear them on the footy, on the talkback shows, TV. So I guess our guys are away from it a little bit up here in Queensland. It's a really nice drive down from where we're staying in Southport. The guys really enjoy playing here at the Gabba, but I guess they're sort of removed from the footy bubble that is Melbourne around finals time. It just really feels like a different atmosphere throughout the week. The guys just get to work and get their job done. So on a team level, it just feels like this year that we're just ready to take the next step. It does feel like to me that we are the best team in the competition, and some of those past years I haven't felt that way. So that's how I feel different about our team.
Scarlett's Benny Cass, no goats in the team meeting this week?
No, there wasn't, mate. We haven't pulled that out since 2007. We were super confident that year.
Yeah, you'd be ripped that goat out again. It was a good omen. Yeah. Hopefully it's floating around somewhere still dressed in that Geelong kit. But
I'm not sure if you get away with that stuff these days. That was, I can't believe we pulled it off, actually.
Yeah, that was some of the finest work back in 07. Your defence has been good. Hipwood and McStay, they're sort of, you'd say, more athletic, sort of versatile, move across the field tight forwards rather than kick it on their head. Are you confident you've got the matchups for those two?
Yeah, certainly. Look, Harry will take Hipwood. Obviously, Hipwood's lively forward. Harry uses his body really well, and he'll have to tonight, so Hipwood can't just run around and jump at the footy. And obviously, Hendo's in great form, using his body really well and playing some good footy. But I think that goes with Brisbane's game. I think that they've got really good feet around the contest. They're really quick. We've just got to get the game and bring it back into a contest all over the ground, and we feel like we can do that. If we do get the game on our terms, we feel like we're going to be too good.
What's a stat? I know, you know, stats aren't everything, and some of them are meaningless in the modern footy game, but what's a stat you'd like to win that you think, you know, is a barometer of your team and it gives you the best chance of winning?
I think with us, it might be like the post-clearance ground ball. So once that footy leaves our midfield, just really getting out after the footy. Brisbane are quite strong at getting that footy out of stoppage to even numbered forward line and chasing after the footy. So we've got to match them there. If we've got bodies on them at that next contest, we're going to be able to tip them over and go into a really good looking forward line for us. They play really man on man defence, and we think we can expose that with some really good ball movement off half back. We've got to win the stoppages, got to win the contest.
For Prestige Jaco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe, speaking with Cats assistant coach Matthew Scarlett. He's Neildy.
Scarlo, last week after that great victory against Collingwood, we had Tom Hawkins on, and he was telling our listeners that the week leading into that game was full of confidence. It was almost 100% focus on yourselves and how good you'd been throughout the year, and you deserved, and it was all about that. Has that continued into this week? Has there been a slight change because you've got Brisbane?
No, it has continued on. Scotty's been really good over here, and especially this final series is keeping it really simple for our players. I think our players are really clear on what our best footy looks like, and we were able to serve that up last week in all areas of the ground. We were really well balanced last week. I thought our midfielders, they always set the tone. Our forwards competed quite strongly ahead of the footy. They obviously kicked straight, which helped, and behind the footy. They're really solid defensively. So Scotty just shows a couple of clips of what our best footy looks like, and he only had to go back to last week's game to show the boys. We're really confident. The boys are feeling great. All our GPS numbers last week were really, really high. They feel fresh, and there's no excuses.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for that insight. Final one from me, and you said that Scotty would have had a look back at the Collingwood game and pulled out some clips. Early on, we noted that, you know, any, particularly the halfbacks, when you had the footy, you just turned and you went. And if the corridor was one on, you used it, and it was just it just looked different to the Port Adelaide game. Can we expect that early again?
Yeah, hopefully. Like we obviously want to use the corridor. If it's on, we will take it. We don't turn blindly and play on at all costs into the corridor. Obviously, we want to protect our turnovers quite strongly. Some teams defend better than others, and last week those options were clearly on, so we took it. Now, Brisbane, we'd have to have watched that game and probably speak about taking out our marks and not letting us mark the footy, but we've still got to work to try and find those marks. If they end up playing us really high and covering those marks, we're going to have a really good look at the long contest, and then we'll probably start taking that a bit more. So we do want to mark the footy and take it on through the corridor, but sometimes we just can't.
Did you back a winner today, Scarlo? A bit of very elegant sort of action?
Very elegant, yeah. I texted Mark Sarr yesterday, and he was pretty confident, so I might have had something on that.
Yeah, no wonder. You sound like you're a little
yourself?
Bit up and about.
You got,
we had a solid day. I'd be on the fizz if we could be, but just wanted to ask you were pretty handy in the finals September. I know it's October, but September you used to play some of your best footy. Do you how do you go as a coach now? Do you get a little sort of Bruce Nankervis, a bit sweaty in the undercarriage, or do you just sort of all in your stride?
No, you get a bit more up and about. I think that's sort of really like playing in finals, just the intensity in the crowd just elevated my game, and I was a bit more switched on than probably home and away games. And same as a coach, it's just great to still be playing and coaching and being around all these young guys that are trying really hard to win a flag, and love it. You definitely feel different this time of year. It's an exciting time, and just feel really lucky to be involved in another deep run, hopefully for a flag.
Scala, this is the omen question. I didn't ask it a couple of weeks ago ahead of the qualifying final, but I asked Matty Knights last week, have the non-selected players got a practice match or a training run prepared for tomorrow if you get through tonight?
I actually don't know. They'll have training. They'll obviously have a big training run, but last week we just trained amongst ourselves, so I think they'll go that path again. I'm not sure they'll have a scratch match against the Tigs, but we'll certainly have training. A lot of those guys are going to be up here tonight with the families. And it's been a solid year for those guys, and they've handled it really well. They're really supporting our guys that are getting AFL games this time of year. They obviously know how important it is to support, and they've been terrific, those young guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Matty, you're 1 win away from a grand final as a football club. We can't wait for what the next 3 hours unfolds. We're looking forward to calling in about 45 minutes from now. We really appreciate your time, as always. If we don't talk to you again this year, we really appreciate your time through the year, being more than generous and open with us on K-Rock Footy, and for that, we thank you.
Talk to you next week, boys.
Good on you, Scarlo.
Thank you, Matthew.
K-Rock Football! Prestige Jaco, pre-game interview.